This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. The first Afghan city fell to the Taliban Friday when the militants overran Zaranj, the provincial capital of Nimruz in southwestern Afghanistan. The UN Security Council took up the matter on Friday. UN Special Envoy for Afghanistan Deborah Lyons told the council that the war has entered a new and deadlier and more destructive phase.
The Taliban campaign during June and July to capture rural areas has achieved significant territorial gains. From this strengthened position, they have begun to attack the larger cities.
At the White House, spokesperson Jen Psaki said the path of violence will not bring the Taliban the legitimacy it is seeking.
They do not have to stay on this trajectory. They could choose to devote the same energy to the peace process as they are to their military campaign. We strongly urge them to do so.
The council's meeting came hours after the Taliban ambushed and killed the director of Afghanistan's government media center in Kabul, the latest killing of a government official just days after an assassination attempt on the country's acting defense minister. The United States said Friday it would refuse visas to more than four dozen additional Nicaraguans linked to President Daniel Ortega in response to an increasingly harsh crackdown on the opposition ahead of elections. The U.S. State Department said it would refuse entry to 50 family members of Ortega-linked officials, expanding a July 12th announcement of visa restrictions on more than 100 people, including legislators and judges. Authorities have already arrested seven presidential hopefuls as Ortega prepares in November to seek his fourth consecutive term since returning to power in 2007. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. Fires raging in Greece claimed their first two lives on Friday during a punishing heat wave, while devastating wildfires in neighboring Turkey piled pressure on the Turkish government. Police went door to door urging people to leave their homes north of Athens, and emergency crews struggled to stop wildfires from spreading to more towns as scorching winds fueled blazes across Greece for the fourth day. Greece and Turkey have been fighting blaze upon blaze over the past week, hit by the region's worst heat wave in decades, a disaster that officials and experts have linked to increasingly frequent and intense weather events caused by climate change. Italy is now requiring a COVID-19 green pass for museums, indoor dining, and many other things. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Pompeii's archaeological park offers free swab tests. The Vatican Museum posts refund instructions, and tourists whip out smartphones to show QR codes as a new COVID certification rule takes effect in Italy. A so-called green pass is now required to enter sites, gyms, theatres, and some areas of restaurants, bars, and cafes. To obtain a certificate, individuals must show they received at least one dose of a coronavirus vaccine approved for use in the EU, recovered from COVID-19 in the past 6 months, or have negative lab results from a test done within the previous 48 hours. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Palestinian shot by Israeli forces in the occupied West Bank died of his wounds on Friday, according to the Palestinian Health Ministry. The 38-year-old man was taken to a hospital in the city of Nablus in a critical state after receiving a live bullet to the chest in the nearby town of Beita. News reports say hundreds of demonstrators protesting outside the town on Friday afternoon threw rocks at Israeli troops. The Israeli army told the French news agency a riot had been instigated by 700 Palestinians who burned tires and hurled rocks and Molotov cocktails at IDF troops. Beita sees regular demonstrations against the Israeli occupation and settlement expansion, which often degenerate into clashes. At the Olympics in Tokyo, American sprinter Allyson Felix finished third in the 400 meters to win her 10th career medal and become the most decorated woman in the history of Olympic track. Felix's 10th Olympic medal broke a tie with Jamaican runner Merlene Otte and matches Carl Lewis, who also won 10 medals and was alone as the most decorated U.S. Olympic track and field athlete. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.